Detective, starring the world's greatest living magician, Blackstone. He tells you the inside story of Underwater Death. And right after the story, Blackstone will explain tricks that you yourself can perform. Reveal the secrets of the world's greatest living magician. For Blackstone, the Magic Detective.
Gosh, what an awful day. It's so cold and muggy. Don't you wish we were back in Bermuda, Blackstone?
Well, I didn't know that you'd ever been down there, Blackstone.
Oh, yes, I went on a tour there several years ago.
Remember that escape act you did?
Indeed I do, Rhoda.
Don, he did an escape act down there in Hamilton, a town that has a population of 4,500, and over 5,000 people came to watch.
Well, that sounds like magic in itself.
It wasn't.
No, the people came from all the outlying farms and districts.
They even shut all the stores so everybody could go and watch. Golly, it was exciting.
But not as exciting as the other time they closed the whole town to watch the act, Rhoda.
Well, what happened then?
Well, I'd planned a stunt where I'd be nailed into a packing box and lowered over the side of an 80-foot bridge into the water.
The box was leaded so it would sink, and he'd have to escape from underwater.
Well, that sounds like quite a trick.
It is. Blackstone's one of the few men who's ever been able to do it. But it's risky.
Well, what happened?
Plenty, I assure you. I was to do the stunt quite a way outside of town, and I'd ordered a flat-top truck to dive Rhoda, me, and the packing case out there.
But there was some mistake.
Now, look here, boys. I ordered a flat-top truck. This one's half-covered.
Yeah, it was a mistake, I guess.
Yeah, some kind of a mistake.
You want we should drive back to the garage and get you another truck? It'll take an hour,
We haven't time, Blackstone. We're late as it is, and the crowd will be getting restless.
Well, we'll use the half-covered truck this time. The act won't be as effective, but it'll have to do.
Let's get going. Want to sit in front with us, lady?
That'll be best, don't you think, boss?
Yes, I do. I'll ride in back with a packing case. Well, let's load her on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
There we
are.
Easy does it now, boy. That's it. Pull her a little more to the right, please.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Think she'll ride okay like that?
I'm sure of it. She's steady enough.
We better hurry, Blackstone.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Come back here onto the truck, Rhoda.
Right. What'll I do now, boss?
Well, get Turkey and Matt and have them nail the box shut. It's too bad that the covering of the truck half conceals the packing case, but it can't be helped.
Turkey, Matt.
Here we are, lady.
Yeah. What do you want we should do?
I'm going to go into my steel. You nail Blackstone up into that packing box. Attach the hook of the derrick to those ropes on top, and when I give the word, lower him into the river.
Uh-huh.
You got it?
Sure, lady, we got it.
Yeah, I sure hope so. Well, so long, boss. Good luck.
Thanks. All right, boys, get going.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce
I'll get into the box now, boys.
Okay, boss.
The only magician alive who was able to escape from a packing box under 50 feet of water.
Okay, boys, start nailing her shut.
If you will walk slowly by the truck, ladies and gentlemen, you will notice that the case is being nailed shut and that there are heavy weights on all sides. All set, boys?
Sure, we're ready.
Okay. You will see that a hook is being attached to the case and that the hook itself is attached to a derrick. Blackstone will slowly be lowered into the river. And there goes the derrick now. It's lifting the case higher... Higher. Now the box is swinging out over the river. It's fallen. The case has fallen. He'll be drowned.
We've got to get help, lady. Come with us. We'll go back to town and get the police, the firemen. Quick, hurry, hurry.
idea stopping here. This is the bank, not the police station.
Yeah, it sure is, lady. We figured maybe we might get some dough so we could pay off the coppers.
You're crooks. You're planning to hold up the bank while the whole town's down the river watching Blackstone.
Hey, you're smart, lady.
Oh, we gotta get help. Blackstone may drown. It'll be murder.
I told you we shouldn't have brought the dame.
Ah, tie her up, Turkey. We gotta make sure she didn't know some way to get her boss out of this packing case. We need time for this job.
Lady, it kinda hurts me tying you up like this. Hurts me terrible. Too bad, but I gotta do it.
You take your hands off me. When Blackstone gets here...
He ain't gonna get here, lady. He's got a date with some fishes down at the bottom of the river.
I got it tied up, Matt.
Okay, good. All right, let's get going. We'll do the bank first.
Sure. Then the jewelry stores. Got the pick for the locks?
Sure. Well, here I go. It'll take a little time, though.
We got time. Nobody's gonna leave the river till they get Blackstone.
All right, we'll get busy.
Hey, these country locks are a cinch to pick.
Yeah?
Just like taking candy from a baby. There she is.
Yeah. Stick them up. What? Blackstone.
Yes, it's Blackstone, all right. Put up your hands. Now back away. Right to the truck. Keep moving. A few steps more. Hello, Rhoda.
Blackstone, but how...
No time for that now. I'll get their guns. There, that's one. Miss Jepps. Now, I'll cut your hands free.
Careful, Blackstone. Keep them covered while you're cutting me loose.
I am, don't worry. There you are. Now, here's a gun for you, Rhoda. And one for me. We'll just throw this one away.
Hey, what's the big idea throwing that gat away?
It's a phony gun I use in my act, Turkey.
Let's get these guys down to the local clink, Blackstone. There's plenty I want to hear about.
Plenty I want to hear about, too, Rhoda.
I was never so puzzled in my life as when I saw Blackstone appear with those two thugs.
Shall I explain, Rhoda?
Oh, no. I think it'd be much better to keep him in suspense.
Hey, none of that now.
I was only kidding, Don. Go on, Blackstone. Tell him.
All right. Well, Blackstone, how did you get from the bottom of the river in time to meet them at the bank?
I didn't.
Well, but you just said...
I said I didn't get from the bottom of the river. You see, I wasn't ever there.
But when the crooks dropped the case overboard...
I didn't.
You see, those packing cases have air holes in them so Blackstone can breathe.
And while I was in the case, I looked through one of them and saw Turkey attaching the phony hook.
Well, what made you look?
He was suspicious because of the different truck. The thugs had brought it so they'd have some place to keep their swag.
I had nothing to go on at the time, so I just thought I'd be careful.
Well, what did you do when you saw them attaching the hook?
I made my escape from the packing box before they started lifting it. I was hiding in the truck all the time.
And while the thugs were tying me up in front of the bank... He was picking the lock on the bank door and hiding inside.
That's all there was to it, Don. Simple, isn't it?
Yes, except for one thing.
Oh? What thing?
Well, how did you get out of the packing case in the first place?
That is a magician's secret, Don.
Well, even if you won't tell us how you did it, it's still a good trick.
It certainly is.
And that's the way another mystery was solved by magic.
That's right.
Blackstone, have you got another trick that you could tell us? One that we can do ourselves?
Why, sure I have. And it's a very interesting one. Just wait a minute while I get a deck of cards.
Well, Rhoda, you and Blackstone certainly have amazing adventures together.
Indeed we do, Don. It's wonderful working for a magician like Blackstone. Never a dull moment. Of course, sometimes you're not sure you're not going to end up dead, but nobody can say it isn't exciting.
You know, someday I'd like to go along, too, when one of these murders happens.
Aiming to commit suicide?
Not on your life. I want to be a silent bystander and watch you get yourself scared to death.
Well, if you're very good, someday Auntie Rhoda will let you see a nice, gruesome crime.
Well, thank you, Auntie.
Well, ready for a card trick?
Or a murder, or whatever you happen to have on hand.
Well, just a card trick this time, Don. First, I lay my hat on the floor like this, open side up. Now, Rhoda, you take a card. Any card and try and drop it into the hat.
Hey, that's no trick. That's easy.
Well, you try it and see. Hold the card shoulder high. That's right, directly above the hat. Now drop it, Rhoda.
Oh, this is going to be easy. Why, this ace of spades is pointing right down toward the hat. It can't miss.
All right, drop it.
Here goes. Why, it's missing the hat. It fluttered away from it.
Try another one, Rhoda.
Here goes. Why, that one missed, too. I'll try another, this time at an angle.
And you missed the hat again. Try another.
Oh, here goes another. Why, Mr. Ginn, I'm going to try another.
Well, you keep right on trying, Rhoda, and after you use up the pack, I'll be back to show you how easy it is. Well, Rhoda, how are you doing with the cards and hats?
I haven't scored a hit yet. Here, Don, you try it.
All right, Rhoda. Say shoulder high, point straight down, let go.
And you missed the hat, too. But I got an idea.
What's that, Rhoda?
Here, let me have a card. I'm going to drop it sideways, like that. It missed, too.
It spun itself right away from the hat. Rhoda, I don't think that even Blackstone can do this trick.
Well, give me a card, Don. Just one.
You mean you're going to hit the hat on the first try?
Absolutely. I'll hold the card shoulder high, directly above the hat.
Like we did?
No, like this.
Why, you're holding it flat, with your thumb and fingers at the side.
Level with the floor. Why, that won't work.
You don't think so? Just watch. Here goes.
Why, it's floating straight downward.
It's wobbling, though. It's wobbling.
It isn't fluttering down. It's going straight, straight down. And into the hat.
A bullseye.
Say, that was perfect. Can we try?
Go right ahead.
You first, Rhoda.
I hold the card shoulder high, level with the floor, and drop it right into the hat.
That's right, Rhoda. That's one trick you can't miss when you know the simple secret. And our listeners will find it out when they try it for themselves. I hope you like that trick, ladies and gentlemen. And until next time, this is Blackstone saying good magic and goodbye.
Be with us next time when the world's greatest living magician, Blackstone, tells us the story of the coins of Confucius and explains more tricks that you yourself can perform. Listen in again to Blackstone, the world's greatest living magician.